This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am in the District of Columbia, kicking things off, trying to figure out if the mics are working. Jeff's wearing flip-flops. Good morning, Brian.
Microphone check. Microphone checker.
They work.
Bing bong. Knicks not going out like that.
All right.
I think the Pacers take them out Saturday night, but Knicks showed up last night. I kind of think the Pacers half-assed that thing,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, it looked like they were.
Like, they're like, all right, we can just win back in Indy.
Well, you know what? If you think like that sometime, that can get you. You mess around, you'd be in Game 7 back in New York.
Right. I don't think we're in like a, oh, man, the Pacers are in trouble situation. I think Knicks fans are going to push that, and if I had to guess, they'll be a very vocal Knicks supporter on ESPN screaming that here in a few minutes. But I
we're yelling, eh?
Yeah, exactly. How are you, man? What'd you get into? I asked B. I walked in this morning. I was like, oh, what'd you get into last night? He's like, man, I don't remember.
I was trying to think. That's something I think I was trying to remember to tell you. But now I went over to this event.
How many bike rides you got going?
Well, it's the Armed Forces Classics, and I do a lot of stuff with Events DC. So there's the first year they're going to come into DC with the challenge ride, where each lap is 12 to 13 miles, and you can go in. You can try
each lap is 12 to 13.
Yeah,
miles?
So people try to do up to five laps. You know, my goal is just to go do three, maybe four, and
where
I'm done.
Are the laps?
You start in DC, back into Arlington, back into DC. It starts over by the Capitol. And this is the first time they've allowed it in D.C.
When is it?
Saturday morning, tomorrow.
Damn.
Starts at 7.
And you're going to try to ride what sounds like
I'm going to do about 36 40-ish. To 48 miles.
Okay.
Then I may go play golf.
There you go.
Last time I did something like that, I shot 75. Whoop everybody.
With my clubs?
No. That when I rode a bike, then.
Didn't you shoot a 75 with my clubs?
Yeah, but I'm talking about in a tournament.
Here's what I can tell you. My clubs did not shoot a 75 yesterday.
Your clubs were probably saying, like, damn, who was that dude was holding me the other day? I need him back.
Dog, so I have a match this afternoon. Mike Kelly, if you're listening, we're going to need you, buddy.
You going to tell a man before the match that you're just not bringing it?
Yeah. I'm in a bad headspace.
You got to figure it out, dog, man. Anybody out there that play golf, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your driver the best club in your bag? Because for JP, it seems to be.
You want to know what's crazy? Welcome to Crazy Town.
You hit it bad.
I'm hitting it okay.
But you,
I'm hitting the wedges good.
You normally hit the driver 248, 250 in the fairway.
Dog, I'm
and then you have a 140-yard shot, and he'll shank it.
I'm aware of what normally happens.
Hold on.
Yes, Jeff?
There is no way you could clown me for shooting a 130, and this is your confidence going out to the golf course.
Jeff, if I shot a 130, I'd kill myself.
Well, I'll get the gun ready for you.
y'all play the blue course?
Gold.
Okay, because you're playing the blue after those conditions, what is it now? Well, you might.
Yeah. Jeff, especially shooting a 130. Not what is the big course at Haynes? The white?
Yeah. No, the blue. The white is 68. It's like 5900.
What is it? Red, white, blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the blue is the big one. White's the middle, and red is.
I shot like a. We didn't really play nine because we ran into some traffic, and then we like went around. So I played like nine holes, but not nine consecutive.
Yeah.
And I ended up. It was just kind of like. All over, like it wasn't like it, the holes we played would have been like a par 38, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
The driver's okay. I'm hitting the wedges well, which you know me is not normal.
Yeah,
I was fine, but I had like three triples on
because you got to the green late.
No,
or did you jacket
the first hole, groove a drive. Top of second shot. Put it to the fringe on the third. Three jack, double. It's just, But then, like, on 18 gold, the par three over water, I hit a really nice 5-iron to, like, the fringe, 13 feet, 3-jack bogey.
Wait, 3-jack from 13 feet?
Maybe it was, like, 18 feet, but yes.
Still.
I put it to, like, my first putt was pretty good. I put it to, in a very casual game, I might have picked it up, but I just wanted the par, and I missed that.
And you didn't pay attention.
Correct.
You got to focus on those. Like, I tell people, sharp putts are like fair catches. When you have a sharp putt, I'm just hit it. It's going to go straight. Now, if some of those greens at Congressional, that 1-foot putt, 2-foot putt would break damn 7-8 inches.
See, you think I need to focus. Landfill, I think I need drugs. Are there drugs for that?
No, they may help you focus, but the problem is you sometimes play golf and you get to a point where
I go
you,
too fast.
Well, that's my problem. I know I need to slow down. But you start off. You get a few holes in, and if you're hitting it good, you just relax and you go to our friend, you know? And then all of a sudden.
I had a couple surf sides working.
Oh, Lord. You started off early?
By the time I was out there, it was like 3:30. Is that early?
No, I'm saying you started off early with the drink.
Does the first hole count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's early.
Also, a warm up might not hurt. I go car to the first tee.
I normally do that all the time. That's why I tell people, if you don't get me in the first two holes, three holes, your ass in trouble.
You ready for the wildest part of this thing I got going today?
Let's go with it.
So it's this tournament my boy Ben Roth runs. And
you think I can fill in as you?
Maybe.
Anybody would know that I'm you?
I don't know.
Not you.
Put a hat on. Maybe they'll never know. I wasn't aware of this little caveat. So it's good players, right? And the good players, like you, get cranky when you got to give a lot of strokes.
Hell yeah.
Because, dude,
get better. You play golf every day, get better.
I'm a 14 handicap, right? So that I can shoot.
Good now. I'm a 12.
Yeah, right.
I went up.
You're a 12.
Yeah.
You're just a liar about strokes. So being a 14 handicap means, I mean, I can legitimately shoot an 86. Or I could shoot a 98. Like, that's my range. And to really good golfers, they get frustrated because it's like, I'm giving this dude 13 strokes and he just shot an 88 on me. Like, what the hell? So, this is good golfer tournament, which my boy, Kelly plays with my boy Parker. These are all guys.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Parker's an absolute stick. Parker had to get back surgery, so he's on the IL. So, Mike asked me to fill in. I was like, sure, man, I'm happy to play. They cap everything at 10.
So you got to play.
So I'm not even getting my full set of strokes. So that's already in my head. And the dudes I'm playing against are like a plus one and
but
a plus
don't
two.
Don't worry about that. Because you mess around and go shoot 82 on them.
I doubt it.
What you need to do today, slow it down a little bit, and then just strike your shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know.
I got some advice for you, JP.
I don't want your advice.
Mm-hmm. Yo, actually,
if I was going DJing, I would want your advice.
No.
If take I it from somebody to go to the NBA, I would ask for your
take
advice.
Take it from somebody who completely sucks at golf.
Okay.
Don't worry about their game. I'd be out there with B Mitch. I don't be like, man, I got to shoot like B. Just worry about your game, bro. You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
That
is a good, because like a lot of times when you see another person stripe a shot or whatever, you naturally swing harder. When, hell, why swing harder? Just swing it smooth. And if you swing it smooth, you'll find it in the short grass most times.
A friend of ours just sent us a text. He said, Jay, you need to smoke a joint and play. It'll change your golf game.
I know who that friend is without even looking.
Damn, Jeff putting people on Front Street, man.
soon as you said joint, I knew who it was.
Landfill, can you look into drugs for me? Just let me know what you can do with that. I think there's got to be something to... Maybe I need that in all facets of my life. Just calm my head, make sense.
It's actually a good medicine these days. You know, people use it to calm people down and all that. You know, instead of getting ashwagandha, you get ashwaweed.
Maybe I need some ashwagandha. I need one of those drinks. They make like ashwagandha drinks.
Well, ashwagandha normally just makes you like be less stressed and focused. You know, you may need that.
You know who put me on to ashwagandha actually?
Who?
Was I don't want to put her out there. Our friend that used to work at MGM that moved to North Carolina. Okay. She's like, you got to try this.
Yeah, ashwagandha is good.
Somebody deliver us some ashwagandha. The Stanley Cup finals are set. Can we all? I've been an Edmonton fan. I've been on the Oilers for a while now.
I know Lanford not going for anybody from Canada.
That's messed up. One vote Edmonton. Who you voting for?
I'm going Florida. I'm going Florida.
Florida. Jeffrey?
Florida.
Why you hate Edmonton?
I don't hate Edmonton.
It seems like it.
It's just I've seen Florida play. I just think they're going to win it.
How many Panthers games have you watched?
I don't watch them, bro. It's just like
just
they come across.
You've seen them play.
They come across. I watch a little bit of it, and I'd be like, man, they really dominating. Then I just switch the channel.
Who's my guy that's a Panthers fan? Kodak Black, I think.
Yeah.
Your boy.
We got to talk to him. That was a hell of a conversation. Landfill? Team Edmonton?
Florida all the way.
White Brian? If your name is White Brian, you got to root for the Canadian team.
No, Florida. Kachuk.
Yeah, man. Matthew.
What do you know? I'm Zach.
Hey, what is Jeff? Jeff, what you say Kachuk name was? Because it had the T first?
Tick-a-chuck.
Yeah, Tick-a-chuck.
Oh, boy.
I still don't understand it.
Silent.
Silent T, dog.
Yeah.
It's probably like Slavic. I don't know the country of origin, as the spelling bee kids would say.
They just thought, we're going to put a silent T right here, and it's just going to say Kachuk.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, language is interesting, Jeff.
I don't know what to tell you.
It
is very.
Scared's Terrence wants to know.
Yeah, Chapatulas, when you go to New Orleans, that T is solid.
Where is the bike ride? He wants to come root for you and possibly heckle you.
Scaring Stairs want to do that?
Yeah.
It's in New Jersey. Nah, it starts right here at the Capitol.
There you go.
You know, and I think we go across the bridge, out into somewhere out in Arlington and back.
What, Memorial Bridge probably?
I think you stand on Eastern Avenue.
Nah, that's a different
kind. That's where it's at, Scaring.
Scared, be on Eastern Avenue about 9 a.m.
Yeah, I passed by and said, what up?
No, at 9 a.m., everyone's going to be in the house because they're going to think he's undercover.
I don't know. The videos you post seem like broad daylight with working folks, working ladies everywhere.
But not Scaring Terrence just standing on the corner. They would think something
up, man.
What would happen if I just came over there?
They would say the narcs are on the block.
Messed up, Jeff. Stanley Cup Finals are set. A rematch of last year, Panthers-Oilers. You know what will be fun is if AD decided we need to go to a Stanley Cup game, shoot down to Florida. Or, hell, I'll go to Edmonton, but that's a much farther flight.
Yeah. I don't care. I'll go to either.
I would also I would consider something. How far do we think it is to Edmonton on a bus?
I'm not even trying to think about it because I'm not doing it.
GoFundMe for the Rooster. He's the biggest hockey fan in the world.
Man, Rooster not doing that.
Apparently,
Rooster like to just say he's the biggest stuff and he don't like stuff because he just think it's the thing to do.
Do you know what Edmonton from here by a car is?
From here by car to Edmonton, I'm going to say 3 days.
36 hours.
That'll take you more than 3 days because nobody's driving it. Well, it may take about 3 days. You're not driving straight through, so you're going to have to stop, take a rest. So basically going to Edmonton is probably a little farther than going straight to L.A., right?
I don't know. That's a good question because it's not as far west.
My son drove from San Fran to Louisiana and then Louisiana to North Carolina.
That's a haul.
Yeah. He drove from San Francisco to Louisiana, and then he stayed there for about 3 weeks before he decided to do the next ride.
Unfortunately for Chris Russell, a direct bus route from Edmonton to D.C. is not available. To travel by bus, you would need to take several connecting buses, possibly including a bus to a Canadian border crossing, a bus to Chicago, and then a final bus to D.C. Apparently, it takes 81 hours to bus to Edmonton. I got $100 towards Rooster taking a bus to Edmonton.
Yeah, I got $100 too.
All right, that's $200. That'll probably cover round trip bus fare. I don't know how much a bus costs, but Rooster, should you be interested? There you go. Game one is not till next Tuesday, I believe, or maybe it's next Wednesday.
He can get that by then.
Chris, if you want to go, we'll pay for it, dude. Done deal. I'm sure Clusterbuster will happily cover your hotel and board expenses. do you think the Pacers knock out the Knicks Saturday night?
I I think I'm leaning that way, but, you know, Nick showed some fight last night, and Big Cat, even with an injured knee, was balling.
I think it's going to be the Pacers, even though I was the only one to believe in my Knicks last night. Bing bong. I think the Pacers take them out Saturday night. You know who's playing some good baseball?
Nets.
Nets. Took 2 out of 3 in Seattle. Another big win last night. James Wood had 2 RBIs. Josh Bell hitting a little bit.
James Wood not going to cover off the ball, man.
Josh Bell had a home run last night. Hassel had a hit. I think he was like 1 for 5, maybe 1 for 4. It was Gore had 8 strikeouts, 6 strong innings. Mm. It was a good outing for the Nats, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. I think, you know, as we inch closer and closer to kind of figuring out what this Nats team is, I think, I don't know. The sky ain't falling, despite what whoever is trying to put pressure on the front office in Natstown.
Yeah.
They just keep chugging along. People want to hate on them. Fine. I know we had somebody walk in here yesterday talking about their sources. I don't know. They
Man,
have.
Boy, I have no damn sources. Please. They need to get off that leash before you go talk to some sources.
They have one of the lowest payrolls. They're bottom 10 in payroll. They're 4 games under .500.
You're bottom 10 in payroll. You're probably not supposed to be very good, right?
And if my man Ken Rosenthal wants to compare them to the Rockies again. The Rockies are 9-47.
That's horrible.
Nats are 26-30.
That is horrible.
So I think you're missing something there. All right, I want to get into some NFL stuff. We had a really good discussion yesterday kind of talking about Terry McLaurin and what should happen next. We'll do that. We're going to open the phones at noon today. We're also checking in with Kansas City, the Chiefs, Captain AC. Bob. We got to hang out with Captain Bob at the Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
That was fun
dude, man. I am really curious. My boy Cam Lynch is a huge Chiefs fan, and they remain confident, I would say, as they should.
Yeah.
But that Eagles Super Bowl loss, the way it went down, seemed to humble them a hair.
Well, I mean, it should humble them, but ultimately it comes down to what you always look at. Quarterback don't have time, can't play. And Pat didn't have time, so the offensive line was horrible.
And Pat got jumpy for the first time.
Yeah, but when you're getting hit every play, sure, you will get jumpy. I don't care how much experience you have. One thing that will bother a quarterback is laying on his back. That troubles him.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the NFL's most well-rounded teams, best rosters, a team that doesn't have holes. Unfortunately, I got to guess who's tops on this list.
Right.
I think you used to play for him, and it wasn't Burgundy and Gold. I don't know, but we're going to find out together. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. Summer is here, and I'm kicking it off the right way. As an avid cyclist, I want you to join my team for Bike to the Beach on June 20th. We're riding to support autism and disability inclusion. And trust me, this ride is a blast. We're going to ride like 100 miles, so get yourself ready. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block away from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So let's ride together and make a difference and kick off summer in style. You can join my team today at biketothebeach.org. And that team name is Riding 30, R-I-D-I-N apostrophe 30. That's biketothebeach.org. Go out there, join the day. Let's get together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make some money for great.
Be Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. It's interesting because I think when we have our conversations about the Commanders, I think we're expecting the offense to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of, if things break right, the defense could be pretty good. I would say if Trey Amos can play right away, like on a level we think he can, that'll really help defensively because then you get more flexibility with Samer still. Mm-hmm. You need Lattimore to play well. I think at this point that's an if. I think, you know, you need Will Harris. I mean, Jeremy Chinn played a ton of snaps for this football team.
Totally.
You need Will Harris to be as good as Chinn was.
Yeah. Or a combination.
Sure. Or Percy steps up. Or like, I feel like defensively, guys I know I can count on, Samardzija, Kwon,
yeah.
Luvu, Wagner, Payne.
Mm-hmm.
I think Johnny Newton's poised to have a really big year. He's finally healthy.
Totally.
Hasn't been healthy for 2 years, his last year at Illinois or his first year in pros. There's a lot of ifs, right?
Yep.
I think offensively, I think there's a lot of things you can count on. I think Jaden's the top of the list.
Hell yeah.
Terry, Ertz, Eckler, Robinson. Mm-hmm. Like, you need health.
Better O-line.
Better O-line. You need health, but that's every football team in the NFL.
Everybody needs that.
I think you can count on their special teams. I think there's a commitment to special teams. I think you can count on that.
There is a great one.
But when you talk about the most well-rounded teams in the NFL, NFL.com listed the top 10 most complete NFL teams for this fall. Who comes to mind?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Eagles.
Yep.
Not much of a surprise. NFL.com ranked the Eagles the most complete team in the NFL. I wonder how that would have looked if they lost Zach Bond in free agency. He was such a huge piece for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. Mm-hmm. They re-signed him. They drafted the kid, Jahad Campbell. So they've got, you know, if depending on N'Kobe Dean's health, like they've got another presumably really good linebacker in the fold. And then offensively, you got that O-line. You got Saquon. Brown, Devontae, Hurts.
Yep.
Goddard asked for a trade and then didn't. But I like the – who's the – Calcaterra? Is that number two tight end? I like him, too. Eagles are loaded, man. It's not a secret.
But the thing that makes it go, though, their O-line and their D-line. Listen, when those two positions are top-notch, you can relatively put anybody behind them.
Sure. Who would you say is the second most well-rounded team in the NFL?
Second most well-rounded team. Bills?
So, NFL.com said the Ravens.
Ravens? I'll go Ravens next.
Ravens are pretty damn good.
They are.
Obviously, but I mean,
their offense seems to be far better than their defense of old was always dominant. They haven't been dominant over the last few years.
No. Offensively, though, they can really control a game between just honestly just Lamar and Derrick Henry.
And I think that right there helps their defense out because their defense is going to feel fresh. Because Lamar and Derrick Henry eats up time, eats up clock. And they go out there rested, and the other team is forced to be one-dimensional, and they can pin their ears back.
Offensively, the Ravens last year ranked first in yards gained, third in points scored, ninth in points allowed, and 10th in yards allowed. And then they dominate time of possession. Ravens are pretty loaded. I really like Kyle Hamilton. He's a great player.
Yeah.
They added Malachi Starks, Mike Green. Little thing, and he wasn't, frankly, that good last year. Obviously, the off-field stuff has completely changed the conversation. What do you think happens the first time they have a high pressure kick and everybody looks around and is like, oh, we don't have Tucker anymore?
Nothing's gonna happen. I mean, they better make sure that the guy that they got now can kick it.
Do we know this dude's name? I'm just looking it up. First time I've heard it. Tyler Loop.
I'll say this though. John Harbaugh knows how to find kickers.
Doug, I've always...
He had David Akers and he had Tucker.
Well, and the Ravens, just because typically, unless they're playing in the regular season, the Commanders and the Ravens always have a preseason game. And at least twice in the last 4 years or whatever, they've had joint practices with the Ravens also. So we've seen kind of these Ravens guys.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in camp, I'd say at least like the last 5-6 years, they would have another kicker in camp.
Yeah.
Just to kind of take some of the wear and tear off Tucker's leg. And that dude always looked good.
Yeah. That's what John is about, man. Like, what he does, he gets the guys, he keep them around a while, and then he understands, he knows exactly where to go.
Ravens are loaded, too. It's remarkable for how good the Ravens are in the regular season. They have not had playoff success. And for Lamar and for Josh Allen, they're now in that zone where until they break through that, that's all anybody's going to talk about.
And like, see, the thing about it, too, in the playoffs with Lamar and Josh, defenses adjust and has no counter. And that's not left solely on Lamar or Josh Allen.
Sure.
Their offensive coordinators need to get off their ass and find something different, too, because what happens every time? When they get in the playoffs, the defensive coordinators are playing chess. They're playing checkers. They just say, okay, we know what y'all dominant at. We're going to make you do something else. And when a team can make you do something else, dictate to you what you have to do, you're losing that game. Totally. And that has happened. They got rid of the old offensive coordinator, brought a new guy in. Same thing happened to him again.
So you thought the Bills roster might rank second in most complete. This list,
defense is not as good.
No, they go.
I just thought about it.
Eagles, Ravens, Lions.
They lost a lot of people. The Lions, if they're healthy, because last year they were depleted.
They got so beat up late in the year.
And I think the thing about that you have to look at, too, they were in an NFC Championship game. The division game.
Yeah.
Right before the NFC Championship game with all those injuries.
Yeah. I mean, they were really taking on water.
They're a well-coached team.
Yeah. I've read a couple things out of Detroit. I think considering the suspensions and the stuff, there's been some stuff with Jameson Williams, but he's an electric talent. I've been reading some things out of Detroit that he seems really, really locked in at a level he hasn't. Now, it's like the old spring training story. Every baseball player says they're in the best shape of their life when they get to Florida for spring training. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're reading stories right now where the guy doesn't appear to be locked in, you probably got a bigger problem. That said, with Williams, there are some, like, interesting kind of facets here. He's eligible for a contract extension. Now, I doubt there's been much talks about that. I assume... White Brian, see if you can look this up. I assume the Lions have already picked up his fifth-year option for next year just based on the talent and what he's shown. But, B, if Jameson Williams can give them a full season and I thought before he got hurt, remember he got hurt in the title game against Georgia? I thought he was going to be like a top five pick. Okay, the Lions have picked up his option. But it's time for him. Now, last year was his best season so far. He was able to play 15 games. He did get over 1,000 yards. He had 1,001 yards, 7 touchdowns. Remember in the playoffs against Washington, he had that, I mean, it was like an end around that he took 60 for a touchdown.
Yeah, he could fly.
If Williams could take another step with what you've got with Amon-Ra there, and Laporta and Gibbs. Like, if Williams can stay healthy and just be laser focused for a season, that offense is dangerous.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. That's a big ol' if.
What do you think happens with Ben Johnson going to the Lions when we talk about a well rounded team? They lost both.
We're going to find out whether or not Ben Johnson was that guy that people claim he was back when people were trying to get him here. I thought he should come here. Because what I saw in the playoffs, he's an idiot. The most effective player he had, he stopped running. Stopped using. So that's not smart to me. And if you are considered top-notch, you don't do that.
It worked out well.
It would be like every time we got in third and short and fourth and short, Cliff went in his bag and came out with a play with Jaden involved.
Yo, that little QB draw to the right side.
It would have been just like if Cliff had stopped using those plays with Jaden. That's what Ben Johnson did.
It was to the benefit of the old Washington Commanders. I may be on an island with this take. I think that team is far more Dan Campbell driven than people give Dan Campbell credit for. And I think he likes it that way. I think Campbell likes the impression that he's just this big meathead and all he's doing is lifting weights and arm wrestling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think Campbell's much, much more than that. He's from like the Bill Parcells coaching tree, Sean Payton. Like, I think if you did a random poll, B, I'll try it right now. Jeff, what position did Dan Campbell play?
You said, what, linebacker?
You would guess that, right?
Tight end?
Yeah.
Tight end. You know what tight ends are? In a lot of offenses, the most complex position. Because you got to be a lineman and a skill position
guy. Yeah.
Like, I just, losing both coordinators is tough. I'm not saying it's not.
He set the tone.
I think he sets the tone, and I think he's really, really football smart. For the Lions, dude, I think a lot will depend on Aiden Hutchinson, his health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that injury was ugly. And as much as we talk about Trey Hendrickson in this town, people in Detroit are talking about Trey Hendrickson. If the Lions are able to pull off a move, since he's actually willing to move him, if you get Hutchinson and Hendrickson, that's a pair of H's, H and H.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure off the edges, man.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna be able to pull that one off, Jay.
Because I don't think Cincy's gonna move him.
They gotta do something offensively as well, though.
Dude, we'll see. I haven't looked at the full list. Do you think the Commanders make the top 10 most well-rounded teams in the NFL?
I'm going to say no.
We'll find out together. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody go anywhere. Listen, we encourage responsibility on this program, so it's not quite Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, of course, starts at 11 a.m.
Right now, 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's true. It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 5 o'clock right now, I believe Madrid. Madrid is six hours ahead. You ready to do a radio show?
5 is 6 hours ahead, dog.
How do you think the radio is going to go from 4 to 8 p.m.?
Interesting.
That's siesta time. That's sangria time.
Well,
I think interesting is a good word.
It's going to be sangria time, man.
Right now, we're looking at the most well-rounded teams in the NFL. I don't think it's a real surprise the Eagles are at the tops of the list. NFL.com did these.
Shouldn't be a surprise.
I mean, they're also defending Super Bowl champions.
Defending Super Bowl champ that we talked about very much last year, and we always gave credit to the O-line and D-line. When you give credit to O-line, D-line, and then you have the talent behind them like they do, you have to say they're most well-rounded.
So NFL.com went Eagles, Ravens, Lions, then the Chiefs. We're going to talk to Captain Bob here in a few minutes about the Chiefs. I just wonder. I think the Chiefs are so smart and focused that they don't think they need to overhaul anything.
They know they need to overhaul the offensive line. They already started doing that.
Dude, and they're honestly really good defensively. Who's that linebacker? I love that linebacker.
Number 32?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot his name.
I'm going to pull it up. But I think
With the dreads?
Yeah, dude. That dude could play for me.
He's all over the place.
The Chiefs just win games. I mean, they have an uncanny knack of just winning games, but I think they need a little bit more. I think it's Bolton is the guy we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think they need a little more explosion in that offense. They just got bogged down last year, man.
They got bogged down because I think Travis Kelce was out of shape for most of the year, and their offensive line wasn't very good early on. They were very, very serviceable, but as they got in the playoffs, they began to get depleted. And they got a couple of injuries, and then they were in trouble.
The thing that they remain wildly impressive on, dude, Mahomes didn't even throw for 4,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Their offense.
Guess where they were, though, in the playoffs. In the Super Bowl.
Totally. They ranked, you want to talk pedestrian. They're dead middle of the league. 16th in yards gained, 15th in points scored. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't sound very Chiefsian.
It doesn't. But the thing of it is, you have to learn how to win different ways. And the Chiefs right now, when you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, the first thing you think is their offense, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. That's not the reason they were in the Super Bowl last year. They were in the Super Bowl because of Spags, Chris Jones, and their defense. That defense gave them chances to win games. Pat is a magician down the stretch. And when the defense only allows a team to score 10, 12, 15, 14, Pat gets the ball on the last drive, that's a game you can win. And they won a lot of close games like that because they didn't have a lot of teams scoring a lot of points against them.
The Chiefs' superpower to me offensively, even though the stats will tell you, they were not an explosive offense.
Yeah.
They're so hard to get off the field on third down.
That's what
Mahomes is a magician on third down. Yeah. They ranked second in the NFL on third down conversions. They converted almost 50% of their third downs.
When you have a quarterback of his status, his standard, and your defense is as good as theirs was, you don't have to score a lot of points. You just have to get key third down. Third down conversions, and have a guy who has ice in his veins late. Just imagine, the defense stays like they are. The offensive line get better. Pat get another weapon. Everybody's in trouble again, because you don't want to see that.
I have now scrolled through the whole list, and maybe we circle back to this. Commanders do not make.
I didn't figure they would give it to him. You know, because right now, when you start thinking about everything people discuss nationally, it's about the offense. And we understand we have Bobby and things of that nature, but you don't have enough stars at each position, at each level, for the national pundits to jump on it yet.
One thing I find fascinating is...
But you like it like that sometimes.
Sure. The analysts continue to ride... The Niners. Niners number 9 on this list. Now, the Niners are loaded.
But think about it. The Niners offensively, if Ayuk is healthy, they have receivers.
They lost Debo.
They run the ball. I know, they're awesome. But they run the ball effectively. The offensive line is good.
I like Juwan Jennings.
The D-line is good. They have linebackers. And they have the third level as well. So, although that team doesn't have what a lot of other teams have, they have people at every level to make people get on them like that. But they also have this other thing that the national pundits don't talk about. They don't know how to close.
Dude, you know whose roster is loaded? Denver.
Yeah.
Dude, the Broncos are putting something together there. Yeah. And because they have to compete with the Chiefs and the Chargers in that division.
They better put something together.
That division is loaded. But Denver is loaded, man. I mean, you talk defensively, you have Surtain. That dude, Benito, gets after the passer. Mm-hmm. Cooper. They signed Greenlaw. They added Hufanga, I think. Offensively, I like their skill position guys. I like Knicks. I think Knicks really improved over the course of the year. Denver is loaded, dude. Just from a talent all over the field standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
White Brian, what is the Niners win total? Am I crazy to kind of like the under? They just seem so inflated, man. Packers have a lot of talent. I would say some of that underachieves historically. Really curious what Golden does for that offense right away.
Yeah.
I recognize he's a rookie, but he can play.
He can run.
They've got the Bucks on here who have really good defensive team. I really like Bucky Irving.
Bucky, yeah.
I like Baker. Vita Vea is just a bad, bad man. The Vikings have a loaded roster. What do you think of J.J. McCarthy? Basically going into his rookie year after blowing out.
We got to see how he responds, how he bounced back from that knee injury. You know, I didn't think his arm was like that superpower arm. I think he was a guy who can position the ball, throw the ball in the right places. But he's going to have to be able to throw it down the field with that offense. Jefferson wants to go down the field, brother.
Sure. I mean, that's a – you're stepping onto a loaded squad. As good as Jefferson is, Jordan Addison's really good. Yeah, Addison. They have Hockenson.
Addison's special.
They signed John Allen.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. I mean, they're pretty darn good. I think KOC is one of the best coaches in the NFL. They can't break through in the playoffs. We're going to keep this going. Why didn't the Commanders make this top 10? When we return, we're going to deep dive into the Chiefs, who Washington will play on a Monday night football game at Arrowhead Stadium. Captain Bob Fesco joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.